Good morning, this is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Minister of External Affairs to organize 5th Atal Bihari Vajpayee Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today. India calls on Big Cat Range Nations to join International Big Cat Alliance to strengthen conservation efforts. Powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake strikes Japan's northeast coast. Tsunami advisory is lifted. UN Security Council to hold open meeting on Ukraine today. Thailand launches air attacks along disputed border with Cambodia. And 33rd Southeast Asian Games 2025 to begin in Thailand today. The Minister of External Affairs will organize the 5th Atal Bihari Vajpayee Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today. In a statement, the ministry said that Teo Chee Han, senior advisor to the Prime Minister of Singapore, will deliver the lecture on the theme Enduring Partnerships in a Changing World. The annual memorial lecture series is organized as a tribute to the towering statesman and visionary former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee for his lifelong contributions to nation building and to shaping India's foreign policy as External Affairs Minister and Prime Minister. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has urged countries with big cat populations to join International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, to strengthen conservation efforts. Chairing a high-level interaction on collaborative initiative for big cat conservation under the IBCA New Delhi, he said, India is set to host the Global Big Cat Summit in New Delhi in 2026. We have a report.
Mr. Yadav invited all big cat range nations to collaborate, exchange conservation strategies and share best practices. He highlighted the ecological importance of big cats, including tigers, lions, snow leopards, cheetahs, leopards, pumas and jaguars, calling them apex predators, vital to maintaining ecological balance and ecosystem health. Mr. Yadav said the IBCA serves as a platform for countries to share strengths, learn from one another and collectively safeguard species and ecosystems. The minister emphasized that conservation is an integral part of India's cultural and environmental ethos. He said, India's model integrates nature-based solutions with development goals focused on ecological stability. Mr. Yadav said that IBCA has entered a new phase with the establishment of its secretariat in New Delhi. Currently, 18 countries have formally joined the alliance, 3 have observer status and multiple international organizations are contributing to the initiative. Neena Arakil for World News.
A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit northeastern Japan last night. Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake occurred about 80 kilometers off the coast of Aomori region. More than 20 people were injured. The quake has triggered a tsunami of up to 70 centimeters in the Pacific coastal communities, which have now been lifted. Authorities issued orders for evacuation of about 90,000 residents. Some bullet train services have been suspended along the northeastern coast. Nuclear plants carried out urgent checks. The Nuclear Regulation Authority said about 118 gallons of water spilled at the Rokkasho fuel reprocessing plant in Aomori, but there was no safety concern. The UN Security Council will hold an open meeting on Ukraine today. This was disclosed by the press service of the permanent mission of Slovenia to the UN, which holds the UN presidency for December. The meeting was requested by Slovenia in its national capacity, as well as Denmark, France, the United Kingdom, Greece, and the Republic of Korea. India and Chile concluded the fourth round of negotiations for the India-Chile Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in New Delhi. Minister of Commerce and Industry said that intensive and constructive engagement was held between the delegations of India and Chile, which resulted in substantial progress across the chapters under negotiation. Both sides reiterated the strong commitment to the timely conclusion of the CEPA negotiations, acknowledging the strategic significance of further strengthening bilateral economic ties. They underscored that the CEPA would play a pivotal role in boosting bilateral trade, deepening economic cooperation, enhancing market access, and creating new opportunities for businesses in both countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal interacted with Treasury Undersecretary and the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Chile, Claudia Sanhueza, as part of the engagement yesterday. China has reacted positively to Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to India, framing the three countries as an important part of the global south. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun said during a media briefing that China, Russia, and India are emerging economies and important members of the global south, reacting to Putin's high-profile visit to New Delhi last week. Guo said that the three countries maintaining relations is not only in line with their own interests, but also conducive to regional and global peace, security, stability, and prosperity. This is Akashvani, and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that India's TB incidence has declined by 21% between 2015 and 2024, nearly twice as fast as the global rate. Meeting members of Parliament, MPs from Rajasthan yesterday, on the sidelines of the ongoing winter session of Parliament, Mr. Nadda noted that as per the World Health Organization's TB Report 2025, the country now records a 90% treatment success rate. Thailand's military has launched air attacks along its disputed border with Cambodia. This comes after both sides accused each other of breaking the ceasefire agreement. In a statement, Thai Army spokesperson Win Thai Suvari said that the Army received reports that the Thai soldiers were attacked with supporting fire weapons, resulting in one soldier killed and four wounded. In another statement, Cambodia's Ministry of Defense confirmed the strikes and said that the Thai military forces launched an attack on the Cambodian forces early this morning in An Ses area, Phra Vihear province. It said that Cambodia did not retaliate and continues to monitor the situation vigilantly and with utmost caution. The statement said such action is a grave violation of the joint declaration between Cambodia and Thailand signed by Prime Minister of both countries on the 26th of October last year, with the auspicious witness of the US President Donald Trump and Malaysian Prime Minister H.E. Anwar Ibrahim in his capacity as Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, rotating chair. In Russia, several regions of southern and western parts of the country issued warnings about possible drone attacks and four southern airports suspended operations over safety concerns. Temporary restrictions at airports of Vladikavkaz, Grozny, Magaz affected arrival and departure of flights. Another southern town, Mozdok, home to military airfield, closed its airspace. The leaders of three Russian regions, Voronezh, North Ossetia, and Kabardino-Balkaria, said they faced threats of drone attacks. The 33rd Southeast Asian Games, SEA 2025, is set to begin in Thailand today. The opening ceremony will take place at the Raja Mangla National Stadium in Bangkok. The Games will host over 13,000 athletes from 11 Southeast Asian nations, including hosts Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Cambodia, Philippines, Singapore, Myanmar, Vietnam, Laos, People's Democratic Republic, Brunei, Darussalam, and the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste. Athletes will compete across 50 medal sports ranging from Olympic disciplines to traditional regional sports. In men's hockey, in South Africa played a 2-2 draw in the second test match of the Tri Series at the Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town, South Africa last night. With this, South Africa managed to keep the 3-match test series alive as they fell 5-2 to India in the opening test yesterday. India's Harmanpreet Singh fired the opener and reached half-time leading 1-0. In women's hockey, India will face Uruguay in the FIH Junior World Cup 2025 at the Centro Deportivo de Hockey Césped Estadio Nacional in Santiago, Chile today. The match will begin at 10 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Minister of External Affairs to organize 5th Atal Bihari Vajpayee Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today. India calls on Big Cat Range Nations to join International Big Cat Alliance to strengthen conservation efforts. Powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake strikes Japan's northeast coast. Tsunami advisory is lifted. UN Security Council to hold open meeting on Ukraine today. And Thailand launches air attacks along disputed border with Cambodia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.